Okay, today we are continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Yevamos. Today we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So Mishnah Beis is, if you remember, Mishnah Aleph was about a woman who had gotten remarried when she thought her husband was dead, and then the husband showed up. So we said that, you know, Kol Hadrachim Eiluba, that you know, we throw the book at her, all the chumras in the world. If two Eidim, though, had come and told her that her husband had died, then she doesn't need Rishus from the Beis. So the Mishnah is going to talk about if the husband comes back when two Eidim had said that he had died, so she still has to bring a Karban Chatas because she did an Aveira of adultery, even though it was only Bishogeg. So Nisei Salpi Beis Din, if a woman got remarried based on Beis Din, meaning it was only one witness that had told her, it was only an Eidecha that had said that the husband had died, so she needed Rishus from Beis Din, Teitzei. She has to divorce both of the husbands, and she's pater for bringing a karban chatos, because even though she did commit the avera veishas ish, you know, bishogeg, she doesn't have to bring a karban chatos because she had rishus from a beis din specifically to do that. So when you do an avera with rishus from a beis din, you're pater for bringing a karban chatos. Lo nisei salpi beis din, but if she didn't get married based on beis din, it was rather two eidim that came and told her that she's allowed it, that her husband had died, then teitzei v'chayevus a karban, then she has to get divorced, so she's chayiv to bring a karban. And in this sense, yafa koch beizit shapotim, and a karban having a beizit give her a shus in that sense is stronger in that it will exempt her from bringing a karban. Harua Beis Din say, if Beis Din told her that she's allowed to get remarried, again based on an Eidechad, v'holcha v'kilkula, she went and she married someone who she would have been usher to marry even if the husband was actually dead, and then the husband came back. So v'kilkula means she didn't even do what was right l'shitasam, even according to the Beis Din that the husband was dead, yeah, she's not allowed to marry the guy that she married. She married someone she's usher to marry. So chayavas b'karma, then she's going to have to bring karma, because Beis Din didn't give her a right to marry this guy, they only gave her permission to get married to someone who she's allowed to marry, but not to marry the guy that she indeed married. Now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. So, if a woman went with her husband, I'm sorry, a woman whose husband and her child that from that husband went to Medina Siyah, but the woman's still at home, and they told her that your husband died first and then your son died, which means that at the time that her husband died, she had a son, which means that she doesn't need Yibum V'chalitza. Vini says that she got remarried based on that Eidos. And then they say, no, it was really the opposite. The son died first and then the husband died. So at the time that the husband died, they didn't have any children, and therefore she really needs Yibum V'chalitza. But now she got remarried already. So Tate say, she has to leave her new husband, and any child that she had with him, whether it was before she found out that she was not allowed to marry him, or after she found out that she's not allowed to marry him, is going to be a mamzer. If they had told her that the son died first, and therefore she needs yibum v'nisyam, but she did yibum v'achachar melachil v'yadvarim, and then they tell her that it was actually the exact opposite. So she's going to have to get divorced. And any child that she had, whether before she found out that she was asked to marry him or afterwards, is going to be a mamzer. Another case where she gets married, remarried based on something that turns out not to be true. They tell her husband died. Venise, so she gets remarried. That, no, at the time that we told you that he died, he was actually still alive. But since then, he has died. So Tetzai, she has to leave her new husband because she married him while the first husband was still alive. So she committed adultery with him, and the halacha is that when a woman commits adultery, she's asura lebaila and asura leboel. The first vlad is a mamzer, but any vlad that she had after she found out that the guy is really dead, that the first husband is really dead, is not going to be mamzer. Excuse me. So that was the case of a woman who had completely got married to another man after hearing that her husband had died. Now the Mishnah discusses, what if she only did kiddushin but not nisuin? They say that your husband died v'skatchin, she had kiddushin, v'acharkach babayla, and then the husband came home, muteres lachzul. She could go back to the first husband because she didn't yet have nisuin with the husband. Afal pishanasala achru get l'psala b'nakuna. And even if the later husband gave her again, it does not possible her from marrying a kohen. Even though a divorced woman is not allowed to marry kohen, since the second husband does not have to give her again, even if he does give her one, it's not really again. It's just a meaningless piece of paper, and therefore it doesn't pass on from kuna. As zo dorish Rabbi Elazar ben Masya, that was what Rabbi Elazar ben Masya dash. The pasuk says v'isha grusha be'isha v'lo be'isha ino isha. That only a woman who's divorced from her husband becomes pasul kuna. But if she's divorced from someone who's not her husband, who never was her husband, she does not become pasul kuna. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we said that if a woman gets remarried based on reshus from a Beis Din, so even though when her husband comes back alive, when her husband arrives and he is alive, she has to get divorced, she's not going to have to make karban because she got remarried based on reshus of a Beis Din. But if she got remarried based on two Eidim, then she will have to bring a karban. And in that sense, it's better to have reshus from a Beis Din. If Beis Din paskin that she's allowed to get remarried based on Eid Echad, but then she married someone that she's for sure not allowed to marry, then she's going to have to bring a karban. In Mishnah Gimel, we said if a woman's husband and son went to Medina Siyamin, first they told her that the husband died first and therefore she doesn't need Yibum, and she got remarried, and then she finds out that it was incorrect and really the son had died first, so she's going to have to get divorced, and the child from before she found out or from after she found out is going to be a mamzer. And then we said a case if they tell her that her son died first and then the husband died, so she thinks she needs Yibum, and she does Yibum, and then they tell her, oh, we got it backwards, you didn't really need Yibum, so now she has to divorce her husband's brother, obviously, and the child is a mamzer from either one, from either beforehand, before she found out the real information, or after. And then we had a third case, where they told her that her husband had died, she got remarried, and then they tell her, oh, your husband was alive at the time that we told you he died, but now he's dead. So she has to get divorced because she committed adultery, and the child that she had before she found out this new information is a mamzer, but after she finds out this new information, where her husband's actually dead, is not a mamzer. If they tell her that her husband had died, and she only did kiddushin, and then the husband comes home, so she's allowed to go back to the husband, and even though the other guy gave her a get, that's not a problem. It doesn't pass her from kahuna because she was never really married to the guy. Her husband was alive the whole time. And that's the drasha that Rabbi Elazar ben Masya made for the pasuk of Isha Grusha Me'isha. And in this case, while the woman did receive a get, it was not Me'isha. It wasn't from someone who was actually her husband. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Mishnah Dalet.